have the great good fortune of living in the awesome and most auspicious time of the return of God. This is the return of consciousness to ground zero, to the zero point of awareness. Of presence, of the truth of what we are, a truth we have been running away from for thousands of years, for many lives. We have been running away from truth and from love. We have been running away from ourselves. And in that running, we have chosen the mind over the heart. We have chosen calculation over wisdom. And we have chosen greed over compassion and generosity. And now we can run no further. We have come to the end of the line. And the karmic blowback of the destructiveness and the lostness and the pettiness and the meaninglessness of every life has converged upon a time in which all of the structures created out of that greed and desire for dominance and power and control have led to the collapse of every social structure. And collapse of the mental structures of the ego. And we feel again the hollowness of a world run by egoic consciousness that cannot survive once its mask has been removed and its shriveled heart revealed. And we recognize that the world and that level of the mind that represents the collective ego has sentenced itself to death. And thus everything must be lost so that there is nothing we can use anymore to run away. And thus money must become worthless and travel must become impossible. And freedom must be taken away. And all the ways in which we diverted our attention from the real, from the self, from the heart, must be removed involuntarily because we failed to voluntarily return to God. That power comes to us to take away our power to flee. From the truth of our responsibility to sustain the world as manifestations of that power of truth and love, which alone makes the continuation of life possible. We must be worthy of the life we have been granted. And that worthiness depends on the nobility of our own being. It must depend on our power to keep our hearts open and never close them to anyone, and to keep our minds open and humble to continue to learn the infinite secrets of God and the messages that we are always receiving but not attuning to. We must be able to retain and to turn into wisdom and empowerment and service. And the creative application of love to transform death itself into new life. It is this transformation of the energies of God consciousness into mandalas of beauty, first at the level of the heart, and then the mind, and then relationships, and then community, and then the web of nature, and then the cosmic consciousness of all of the interconnectivity of every node of consciousness at every fractal level of its appearance. We are the unity of that field of infinite creative power. But we have stepped away from the control room, from the power to sustain that mandala in its true beauty, because we have become attracted to the parts rather than the whole. And now we must stop being partial and realize our oneness with the whole and surrender our identification with a part. But realize that every part is a manifestation of the same whole self. And it is that perception of sameness within difference of transcendence within immanence, of the virtual within the actual, that enables the consciousness to abide at the exact center point, the zero point of awareness. And from that point alone, there is the power, not simply of liberation of one part, but of the whole. But the attainment of the center point in which there is unity can only be gained if one's will is entirely governed by that supreme love. That is the absolute source of all power. And only if we are attracted irresistibly to that source, and not to anything else, not to any of its creative phenomena of a momentary nature, but we leave behind the interest in that which passes, and we remain focused on that which is eternal, on that which alone is real and will endure through the destruction of all worlds. It is that point of absolute density of light and of intelligence and of the power of manifestation that the new world will blossom. And one's consciousness will be able to remain as the center point while the flowering of the new world opens up to the fullness of its beauty.